22 minutes past eight. This is BBC Radio Lancashire. It's Graham Liver at breakfast. Scaresbrick, Preesall, Hesketh, Tarleton, West Lancashire in particular, is littered with places and place names referring to our Viking heritage. But how many Vikings do you think that we have living in the county? You might think that they died a long time ago, but after extensive research by my next guest, there are plenty of them alive and well here in Lancashire. You might be living with one. Professor Steve Harding joins me this morning. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Graham, and good morning from the BBC Radio Nottingham studios. It's also frosty here too.
I bet it is. So, there are Vikings living and breathing right now in Lancashire.
Indeed, so you better watch out.
Well, I've got one in the studio, apparently, called David Swindlehurst. David?
Correct.
We'll talk to you in a bit.
Good morning, David.
Got to say, you don't look like a Viking.
Oh, I feel like one.
Where's your hat?
I don't wear it during working hours.
I think they've calmed down a bit since then, Graham. You're right.
We'll talk more to David in a bit. Tell me about your research, Steve.
Right, well, it's been going for some years. It's not just our team at Nottingham, but it's a collaboration involving other scientists, University of Leicester, University College London, and indeed working with organisations like the West Lancashire Heritage Association and the local radio stations like yourselves and press. It's been going on for some years. And what we've been trying to do is to look and establish any evidence of Viking ancestry in the genes of people in the northwest, focusing initially on West Lancashire and Wirral. Although we've now been researching into North Lancs, Cumbria, and dare I say the word Yorkshire?
No, but I'm excited about the North Lancs bit because that's where I'm from.
Okay, well, we may be after you with a swab then.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
But the reason why we're going for the genetics is that the there's lots of evidence from the place names. You've hinted on a few place names in the northwest, particularly the Lancashire region. And also archaeology. I don't know whether you know, but on the banks of the Ribble, at a place called Coordale, was one of the most extensive finds of Viking treasure ever made. This was way back in the 1840s. There's other evidence of strong archaeology in the region. So Lancashire is a prime target for any sort of genetic survey. And as I said, it's been going for some years now. The West Lancashire results came out some while ago, and it was quite successful. We focused on people from old families that went right back before the Industrial Revolution to get around the problem of population movements and things. And it seems that up to 50% of the gene pool of people from old West Lancashire families appears to be Scandinavian in origin, which is quite a bit higher than we expected.
But that's a lot, isn't it?
It's well, when you look at all the place names and things, perhaps it's not too surprising, but it is a lot. But as I said, they've calmed down since then, so there's no threat.
And after the research which you've done in West Lancashire and the Wirral, you're currently looking at North Lancashire, are you?
That's right. We've gone to North Lancashire, as I said, Cumbria, to Yorkshire, where there's also extensive evidence of Viking place names. On the west side, we've been focusing on Vikings of Norwegian descent as opposed to Danish descent. Again, when the Vikings came into Britain, I think many of us are familiar with the incursions from the east, the Danes coming in military conquests and this sort of thing. But what's not so often heard about is the more sort of silent incursion of Norwegian Vikings who came across the top of Scotland and then down the Irish Sea, settling in the western Isles of Scotland, Isle of Man, but also into Cumbria, of course, and Lancashire and Wirral. And these were more peaceful settlements, although there are records of incidents and little skirmishes and things along the way. But very interesting.
Fascinating. Professor Steve Harding, thanks for joining us. We'll hear from David Swindlehurst in a few moments, because you have Viking blood in you.
Apparently so, yeah.